The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
They'll get it into Messbarger. Clear it out, and Michelle will bring it into the front court with 10. Left-hand dribble, brings it to the wing, gives it off to Colling. Colling dribbles into the triple team, back to Messbarger, out to Teal. Drop step, going to put a 19-footer on the way, and it is good, and that'll end the quarter.
Tonight, it's the girls' finals of the C-110 sub-district in Lexington.
High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
And the rebound brought down by Emily Malcolm. That is her fifth. Kissinger in the front court, dribbles off the left side. A 24-foot three-pointer is up and in. 15 for Kissinger. She's hit four threes.
Kearney Catholic and Minden are set to square off once again. A common occurrence at this time of the year. Each team wants to get a win and keep their postseason going instead of hoping for the wild card call. It's the girls' C-110 sub-district final coming up next. But first, a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Lexington with the classic hits of Randy Bushcutter.
Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Lexington. Side of a top five matchup here in Class C1 girls basketball, the C110 girls sub-district final. For the second straight year, it'll be Minden and Kearney Catholic doing battle here to see who will advance and who will more than likely have to settle for a wild card. Both of these two teams are well positioned for that wild card. Minden is number one in the state right now, not only in the rankings in the Omaha World Herald, but also in the NSAA Power Points, so they're virtually guaranteed to have one of those wild cards. It's possible with the loss, Kearney Catholic could miss it, but a lot of things would have to go absolutely wrong for Kearney Catholic. The Stars are number two in the state in terms of those wild card points. Their gap between them and the rest of the field is a little bit more narrow than what it is for Minden. Minden could lose and theoretically still be the number one overall seed in the tournament. But Kearney Catholic, number five in the state in terms of the rating of the Omaha World Herald, number two in wild card points. So, again, the top two teams in the state, according to the NSAA, are meeting in a sub-district final. And it will be a good one. Last year, they played to a full house over at Kearney High. In fact, they had to lock the doors. I don't think we're going to run into that problem here in Lexington today. But Minden a year ago remained undefeated with a win over Kearney Catholic, 53-46. And, of course, later Minden did eventually make it into the state championship game 1 year ago. So the Stars and the Whippets and what has really turned into a great rivalry here in girls basketball. And they'll play for the C-110. Girls Sub-District Championship right here on Power 99. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal. With two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig because, come on, they smell the same anyway. The things that were important were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Well, now you care about things like square footage and whether or not there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. So call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Dave, and Patty, they know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
And welcome back here to Lexington. Time now for our starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Being the number two seed in the sub-district, Kearney Catholic will be the visiting team here. Their starters will be Allie Prasoski, a 5'6 senior who averages 8.1 points and a rebound and a half per ball game. Whitney Calling, a 5'6 senior. She averages 5.8 points and two rebounds a contest. Kylie Teal, a 5'9 sophomore, averages 10.3 points and three rebounds a game. And then the Squires sisters. Maddie Squires is a 5'8 junior. She averages 8.5 points and five rebounds. And Anna Squires is a 5'10 sophomore who averages 7.8 points and 5.2 rebounds for head coach Rick Petrie and the Kearney Catholic Stars, rated number 5 in the state. Here for the Minden Whippets, their starters will be Addie Woodward. She is 5'6 and a senior. She averages about 3 points per ball game and two rebounds. Josie Madsen is a 5'7 senior. Madsen averages 5.5 points and about 3.5 rebounds a contest. Taylor Kissinger, the big gun. She's a sophomore, 6 foot, but she averages 26.1 points per ball game and 10 rebounds per contest. And Emily Malcolm, a 5'9 junior. We'll start with Rebecca Stewart, who also averages 15 points per ball game. She's a 5'10 junior for head coach Rick Cremosta. Your starting lineup is brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll take a quick break. We're back after this.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
People you know. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
And welcome back here to Lexington High School. Starters right now being introduced here for the Stars. They'll be in their road green uniforms, white numbers, a little gold trim on there as well. As we mentioned, Whippets are the number one seed, really overall in the state, and a number one seed here in this sub-district, as they are number one in wild card points right now. Kearney Catholic number two, and Minden will, of course, be the home team. They come in 22-1, Kearney Catholic 22-2. Reminder for you, coming up at halftime during our Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, we'll have a report from Doug Duda at the state wrestling tournament in Omaha. He'll have that report for us at halftime. And at the conclusion of the game, we'll be talking with Rick Cremosta of Minden and Rick Petrie of Kearney Catholic, as we'll talk with the two head coaches at the end of this game. Gym is filling up nicely. There's still going to be plenty of room, so if you're on your way in, parking might be a little bit of an issue, because not only are we playing here in the main gym, the newer gym here at Lexington High, but Lexington is also having a home basketball doubleheader with Phillipsburg, Kansas. So there's actually four schools in town here to play high school basketball, and using up the parking lot, they've got about twice as much fans in the area as they normally would have for a game. So parking will be at somewhat of a premium. And if you're on your way in, it's probably too late for you to really change your behavior now. But it will be a pretty full parking lot out there as well. We're pretty full on our myriad of radio stations as well, as we have the C29 sub-district final in Minden. St. Cecilia taking on Sandy Creek on KJS Radio. At Hastings, Blue Hill will be taking on Red Cloud on KLIQ. And over at Kearney Catholic on our sister station, ESPN 1460, it'll be Axtell and Elm Creek. Again, that game being played over at Kearney Catholic. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. And I think the crowd noise right now can very well be classified as the calm before the storm. The Minden Whippets have just broken the huddle. They're high-fiving each other. They're stepping out to the center jump circle, as there'll be Anna Squires doing the jumping here against Taylor Kissinger. And we're all set and just about ready to go here. Kissinger, by the way, not only is she the leading scorer for the Whippets, she is the leading scorer in girls basketball in the state of Nebraska so far this year. And the tip is going to be controlled by Kearney Catholic. Quickly, they get it up court to Maddie Squires. Squires missed a shot, gets a rebound, and puts it up in here. So after the initial miss, Maddie Squires then is able to put in the putback, and it's a 2-0 lead here for Kearney Catholic early on. Stewart gets the ball on the offensive end, gives it for Kissinger. Kissinger is going to be picked up here man-to-man by Prasoski. Pass in the lane, going to be intercepted by Squires. Squires comes up with a steal on the run, a two-on-two, takes it in underneath. The shot goes off of her hands after she missed it and out of bounds. She was the last to touch it, drove in a little bit too far when she tried that layup. It hit the bottom of the iron. She was a step too far underneath. And again, nice defense for Kissinger getting back and making that shot a little bit tougher. Josie Madsen brings in the offensive end. She's going to pick up her dribble. She's going to throw it in the backcourt. It's going to be picked up by Kearney Catholic as Prasoski has it. Lobs it up ahead here for Anna Squires. And we're going to swap turnovers here as Kearney Catholic did not take care of the ball. So in the offensive end comes Taylor. Will come Kissinger. She'll kick right side for Woodward. Woodward will kick it off on that right side for Madsen. Madsen between the circles here for Kissinger. Kissinger's going to drive. Kissinger one-handed floater off glass. No good. Rebound being tapped out into the hands of Maddie Squires. Squires is going to be picked up by Malcolm. Driving in is going to be Squires. She missed the layup. Rebounded by Colling. Kick out for Teal. Three-pointer's good. Kylie Teal drains the three-pointer, and Kearney Catholic has the early lead here. And a nice job of tipping that ball out by Maddie Squires, who's doing a great job of rebounding here in the early stages. Kick in the left side in transition for Minden. They're on the board because Rebecca Stewart just drained a three-pointer. Now they're going to call that a two. That is a very long two. So Stewart with the two-pointer here, and it's 5-2. Kearney Catholic has the lead and the basketball. Dribbling left side is going to be Anna Squires. Kicks it out for Maddie. Maddie throws it on the baseline. Driving now is Anna, and the shot's going to be blocked and rebounded by Rebecca Stewart. Not only did she come up with the block, she was able to take the ball right out of her hands and come up with a defensive rebound. So Kissinger facing some pressure here by Whitney Colling. Now they're going to double-team her as Prasoski will dribble it, and now they're going to call a little touch foul. I thought Colling reached a couple of times and nothing was called there, and they're going to end up giving the foul here to Allie Prasoski. That'll be her first, and team's first against Kearney Catholic. In fact, the first whistle of this game. Checking in here for the Whippets is going to be Allie Rouse, and they're going to inbound the basketball here for Woodward. Woodward gets it to the elbow for Stewart. Stewart's pass on the inside, knocked loose, and it's going to go out of bounds. Kearney Catholic couldn't control it. Kylie Teal had it and then lost it. Well, I either give a turnover to both teams or give it to none. We're going to go with the none route here because Kearney Catholic really couldn't secure the ball. It's inbounded here for Woodward, and they'll get it around the perimeter. Gives it now right side for Rouse. She's going to fire a three-pointer. That's going to be off the mark and no good. And another rebound for one of the Squires. This time it's going to be Anna. She'll dribble in the offensive end. Spin, has it knocked loose. Now she's going to dive on it. Possession arrow is pointing to the Whippets, and they'll have the basketball, so Kearney Catholic turns it over. So the first 5 points went to Kearney Catholic right out of the chute. And now Minden has cut the lead down to three and a chance to potentially tie it here. Taylor Kissinger, one of the best three-point shooters in the state, will play a little point guard, bring it in the offensive end. And she has the ball knocked loose by Whitney Colling on out of bounds. Colling tried to save it and maybe throw it up court, but she ran out of room over by the scorer's table. So Minden will inbound at midcourt. And Rouse is going to throw it in the backcourt for Kissinger. Taylor working against Whitney Colling as the kick here left side for Rouse. Off the top of the circle, they're going to give it to Stewart. Stewart, we've got a hold in underneath against Kearney Catholic. Away from the ball, and Whitney Colling is going to be called for the hold. So ball's going to be inbounded. Around the perimeter we go. Kissinger has it. Kissinger, a long three-pointer, back of the iron, and no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Maddie Squires. She couldn't quite come up with it. And give us some credit, hustling in there was Emily Malcolm, because by all rights, Maddie Squire should have had that easily, but Malcolm going in there and trying to get that ball, make something happen, that's exactly what she did, because Squires couldn't quite control it, put her hand down on the sideline, and ended up being out of bounds. So it's men in ball here. Rouse will dribble, give it to the elbow here for Woodward. Woodward's going to kick it off your left side for Stewart, and Stewart will hit another deuce. Rebecca Stewart has all 4 points here for Minden as they trail it 5-4, but they've scored the last 4 points of the game here. Allie Prusowski picked up defensively by Rouse. Minden right now going man-to-man. Off a little screen there. They're going to kick it now top of the circle for Squires. Squires, Maddie Squires, tough shot, no good. Fighting for the rebound is Anna. Anna, I thought, had the ball go off of Woodward, but they're going to say last touch by Kearney Catholic. So Stars can't come down with the rebound. Minden will have it here. And checking in for the Stars is going to come Caitlin Long. So Long will come in for Maddie Squires. First substitution of the game here for Kearney Catholic. Ball inbounded by Rouse, getting it to Kissinger. Kissinger is going to be picked up man-to-man here by Whitney Colling. 4:15 to go here, first quarter. Kick left side for Rouse. She still has the dribble. Gives it top of the circle here for Emily Malcolm. Malcolm gives it off on that right side. Looking around is Woodward. She's going to skip it off here left side. Rouse is going to fire a three-pointer. That's going to be no good. Offensive rebound in underneath. Shot won't fall here for Emily Malcolm. And Kearney Catholic pulls down the rebound. Up ahead, they get it to Teal. She's going to drive, lay it off glass. It hung on the rim. Won't fall, but she will head to the free throw line. And that will be a foul on Emily Malcolm. Her first foul of the ball game. So Teal, after that rebound on the other end, dribbles right up court with it, and now will shoot two, and the first one's no good. 5-4, Kearney Catholic scored the first five of the game. Minden then with the next four, all four of those coming from Rebecca Stewart. Second free throw coming up here for Teal, and she hits that one. So Stars now lead it 6-4. They're going to try to pressure the ball here a little bit. Rouse has it, throws it up ahead, and they're going to throw it away. Minden turns it over. And again, Kearney Catholic will go with that full court press a whole lot in this game. Checking in a moment ago is going to be Michelle Messbarger. She brings in the offensive end, and she kind of lost her footing over there, and she's going to turn it over. Well, turnovers have been a bit of an issue here for both teams. Minden's turned it over four times, Kearney Catholic three here, and we've got 3:39 to go in quarter number one. Kissinger going to be picked up by Messbarger, brings it across the timeline, and will throw it off right side for Rouse. Rouse has it knocked loose here by Squires. Back into the backcourt, but it's okay, as it was last touched by Squires. And now Strite will put some pressure on as they hand the ball to Kissinger. Kissinger's able to track it down. Messbarger staying with her. Moving screen there by Woodward, not called, and the ball goes out of bounds. And they're going to change the call here. Initially, they pointed to the way of Kearney Catholic, and they're going to say it was off of Kearney Catholic, and that's accurate. And I'm telling you, Addie Woodward got away with a moving screen. Ball knocked loose. Messbarger throws it up ahead to Stride, who did knock it loose. Stride's going to stop. Pop took an extra step. Another missed opportunity for Kearney Catholic after they forced the turnover. They had numbers, but again, Minden does such a good job defensively of not giving up on a play. That's another instance where they could have given up, gave up that easy bucket, but they hustled down and made a nice defensive play, and that turnover was forced in part by Taylor Kissinger. She'll now get the inbounds from Rouse. And Kissinger working against some pressure here by Messbarger. She's got it in the offensive end and is going to kick it right side for Woodward. Woodward throws it in the corner. That's Malcolm with it. Malcolm's going to give the ball back out here for Woodward. Woodward on the dribble. Had it knocked away, stolen away by Messbarger. Now it's on the ground. Going to be saved. Strite's able to pick it up. Strite's going to stop. Strite now is going to kick out here left wing. With the ball here is going to be Morgan Teal. Morgan Teal works around the perimeter, top of the circle. Anna Squires has it. Anna Squires gives it on the left side, and we've got a whistle as they throw the ball to the inside here, away from the ball, and that's going to be a hold here called against Minden. That'll be on number five, Addie Woodward. That'll be her first. Stars inbound on the baseline. To toss it in is going to be Strite. She lobs it in to Squires. They're going to kick it out to Messbarger, and Messbarger's going to drain a three. Michelle Messbarger with that kick out. They initially inbounded the ball for Anna Squires, and then two passes later they found Messbarger, and Messbarger strokes the three. They double-team Kissinger. She handles it nicely, gives it up ahead here for Rouse. Back out to Kissinger, who has it in the offensive end. She's defensed there by Messbarger, so she'll kick it off on the left side. Rouse has it. Law pass over there. Falling out of bounds was Kissinger, and she was able to get the ball out to Woodward. And around the perimeter we go as they handle it. Stewart has it. Double team. Kicks out between the circles for Rouse. Rouse steps through a double team. Has the ball knocked loose by Messbarger. Stride's going to try to tie it up. Does. There's a couple of different whippets in there that tied up with her. And the possession arrow is pointing to Kearney Catholic, so Minden has turned the ball over. And Big Sister will come in for Little Sister. Maddie Squires will come in here for Anna and inbound the ball. And she'll toss the ball in here for Michelle Messbarger. Messbarger's got it in the offensive end. Dribbling around against some pressure by Woodward. Will kick it off into the corner. Pass in the lane for Caitlin Long, who'll get it out for Squires. Around the perimeter now, left side, Morgan Teal has it. Morgan on the dribble, lost the ball top of the circle, but picks it up and gives it off for Squires. A little backdoor cut. Messbarger fouled on the way to the basket. A nice dish from Squires. Off of that screen coming through the lane was Michelle Messbarger, who caught and shot all in one motion and hit on the arm, so she's going to be shooting two after the second foul of the game on Addie Woodward. And so Messbarger, a 79% free throw shooter, steps to a line and misses the first of two. Three fouls against Minden, two against Kearney Catholic here. With a minute 35 to go in quarter number one, it's 9-5, Stars with the lead. Second free throw by Messbarger is up and good. Largest lead of the game now for Kearney Catholic at 10-4. And no problem getting the ball into Taylor Kissinger. The 6-foot tall point guard, leading scorer in girls basketball in the state, will kick the ball right side for Malcolm. Malcolm open for that three-pointer, but she'll get off right side here for Jenna Denny. Denny will help work the ball top of the circle here for Stewart. Stewart's entry pass knocked down by Squires, nearly tied up, but Stewart tracks it down. Now it is turned over, up ahead to Teal, and Morgan Teal with the layup. It's up and in. And a timeout here for Minden. Stars with a 12-4 lead as they force another Minden turnover. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. 108 to go in quarter number one. The Whippets trailing it 12-4. Call the timeout. We're back after this.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at State.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth, where the Whippets right now trailing it 12-4. And good to see Jenna Denny out there as she has that torn rotator cuff, had surgery. And they weren't sure that she'd be able to play at all this year. Talked to her dad just a little bit ago. Happy that she just has the opportunity to play and has been playing a whole lot more here in the last month. Our injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney. In the offensive end is Rebecca Stewart as she gives the ball back out here for Kessinger. And they're going to call a moving screen on Rebecca Stewart. And that one I thought she was set for, but they're going to give her the moving screen here. I thought they missed one earlier. There was one earlier that was worse than that, but Stewart called for a foul, and we're in the final minute of the first quarter. Messbarger gives it off on the right side for Teal, who throws it on the baseline for Squires, and Squires has it stolen away. Nice play there by Kissinger. So Kearney Catholic turns it over, and Kissinger now has it across the timeline. They double-team her. Long pass up ahead to Malcolm on that right side. Malcolm gave it away, now gets it back in the corner. They're going to kick it out. Long jumper here for Denny. Denny's long two is no good. And rebounded by Kearney Catholic. And on the run here is going to be Messbarger. Messbarger gave it away, gets it back on the baseline. Open there, pulls up for the jumper. No good. And on the rebound, I think we're going to have a foul called on Jordan Strite. Back official, the one furthest away from the play, made the call, but he made the right call. So Strite going to be called for the push here on the rebound. And that will be her first, third as a team here on Kearney Catholic. 19.9 to go here in quarter number one. And Josie Manson is going to inbound the basketball for Taylor Kissinger. 12-4 is our score. And Kissinger brings in the offensive end. 13 seconds left. She drives, floats, has the shot blocked out of bounds, but somebody got her at least on the body. And she'll be getting two free throws. And they're going to give the foul here to Messbarger. I think they had their choices there, who they wanted to give that foul to. So with 10.6 to go at the free throw line is going to be Kissinger, and Kissinger is on the board. She hits the first of two free throws. She makes that one and has one more coming up here. She's a 77% free throw shooter. And her second free throw, back the iron, no good, and rebounded by Messbarger. So Messbarger snags the bound, dribbles into a dangerous area, passes it up ahead to Squires, who gives it to Streit. Streit has the shot blocked by Kissinger, picked up by Stewart, and that's going to do it for the end of the first quarter. Nice little block there at the end of it by Kissinger. And then Kearney Catholic has to be content with a 7-point lead as we head to the second quarter. It's 12-7, Stars with the lead. A little bit of momentum here for Minden. And they'll also have the basketball. We come back right after this.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Minden with the basketball to start the second half. They're working around the perimeter. They put up a three-pointer on that left side and rebounded on that far wing there by Minden, but a little bit of trouble there for Denny with her footing, as it now will be Kearney Catholic ball. So here come the Stars, their first possession of the second half. They're going to give it off right side here for Prososki. Skips it off on the left wing here for Teal. Teal's going to put up a long three-pointer that's an air ball and going to be picked up there by Emily Malcolm. So Malcolm ends the possession after the missed three, and they'll get the ball. Long pass up ahead. On the run here is Denny. Denny kicks it out top of the circle for Stewart. She'll give it now left side for Rouse. Rouse pass through the lane, goes off the hands of the Whippets, and they'll turn it over again. Now, again, unofficially, I have now 11 turnovers for Minden. So the Stars defense doing what they came here to do. Whitney Colling will give it off on the right side. Prasowski steps into a three, had a little rhythm there, missed the shot, but rebounded in underneath by Squires, and Squires tried an extra pass and will turn the ball over. So the Stars turn it over, and now Stewart has it. A little bit north of the free throw line. Pressured there. So now Kissinger has it. Off of the screen. She'll still dribble. Flip the ball out here for Rouse. Entry pass in for Stewart. Kicks it to the open shooter Malcolm on the baseline. Shot's no good. And then it's going to be Anna Squires with another rebound. After another miss here for the Whippets. Skip left side. Maddie Squires is going to put it in the corner for Colling. Colling will dribble. Shoot over the top of Kissinger. It's an air ball. Rebounded by Malcolm. And here come the Whippets on the run. They trail it here 12-5 with 6:22 to go here before halftime. Kissinger enters it in. Lob pass here for Stewart down low, and we're going to have a foul on Kearney Catholic as one of the Squire sisters essentially ran over Emily Malcolm. And that's going to be on Maddie Squires. That'll be her first. So she was catching it squaring, and they're going to say that that was an effort to shoot, so they'll be shooting two free throws here. And Malcolm hits the first of two free throws. So that makes it now 12-6. 6:15 to go before halftime. Don't forget, at halftime, Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report will have a report from the state wrestling tournament in Lincoln. And both free throws are good. So nice job cashing in there by Emily Malcolm. In the offensive end, here comes Collins. Skip pass, dangerous, deflected, and off of Kearney Catholic. The defensive play by Allie Rouse, who deflected it, went off of Prasoski and out of bounds, and now momentum is wearing a purple jersey. So Kissinger will bring it across. And pressure in there is going to be Kylie Teal. Oh, check that. It's Whitney Calling. Ball knocked loose on that right side. Jenna Denny on one knee is able to find Kissinger. Kissinger, a long three-pointer, and she hits it. I mean, that's a long three-pointer. That was probably about 30 feet away. And so she drains the three, does Kissinger. Kick in the corner. Here's a three-pointer for Squires. No good. And rebound by Malcolm. So Malcolm with the defensive rebound after the missed three here. And Kissinger brings in the offensive end. Taylor dribbles, kicks on the baseline, driving is Stewart. Reverse layup, up high, and in. Rebecca Stewart is able to flip it up and in. And we're tied at 12. 7-0 run to start the second quarter here. On the baseline, Kearney Catholic gets it inside for Squires. She missed it. Rebound taken out by Whitney Calling. Calling gives it off for Prasoski. She'll shoot a three. It's no good. Rebound taken out for Calling. Kick into the corner. Now a little drive here for Squires. She'll give it out to Prasoski. Now left side for Teal. She'll shoot a three. And she banks it off the glass on that left wing. And Kylie Teal banks in the three. She's got seven in the game. And the Stars take the lead back here at 15-12. Stepping through the double team is Kissinger. She'll get it up ahead here for Rouse. Rouse to Denny. Denny weaves through, has a top of the key. It's off of a screen set by Stewart. They'll give it to Kissinger. Kissinger working it against Prasoski, and there's going to be a push called here on Maddie Squires. That'll be her second foul. They're kind of handing her off because man-to-man defense for Kearney Catholic, and off the screen, Squires was supposed to pick up Kissinger, but she didn't quite have the timing down and impeded Kissinger, and they call the foul. So ball inbounded here for Rouse. And she'll get it to Kissinger. Right side to Denny. Back to Denny on that left wing. Top of the circle here for Rouse. Back out to Denny. Long deuce, and she hits it. Jenna Denny strokes in the two-pointer. And it's a one-point ball game. We are midway through the second quarter. Kick left wing with it is Teal. Skips it out to Prasoski. Long wanted it down low, but they'll get it top of the circle. Three-pointer here for Messbarger. It's no good. Rebounded by Kissinger, and here come the Whippets. Kissinger in transition, fires a three, and hits the three. Taylor Kissinger, after the defensive rebound, strokes in the three-pointer, and Minden has their first lead of the ballgame, 17-15. Pass on the right side, Prasoski. She's going to shoot a three. That one is in and out, no good. And another rebound, and then a hold going to be called on Messbarger. Messbarger got her hands on the ball for Kissinger, and then when Kissinger turned around and shielded the ball with her body, Messbarger stayed with it, and instead of calling a jump ball, they call the reach. So Messbarger now called for her second foul of the game. And a 77% free throw shooter will head to the line. Taylor Kissinger, who has scored 7 points in a flash here. Her free throw is up and good, so she makes the front end of the 1-1. Prasoski will come out. Jordan Streit will check in. Second free throw here for Taylor Kissinger. And it's up and in. She makes both of them. And Minden now 19-15 with the lead. On the dribble here is Messbarger. Messbarger will get it top of the circle here for Long. She'll give it off on the left wing for Streit now on the right side. Back to Streit, open for three, in and out, no good. Messbarger pulls down the rebound. She's in a little bit of trouble there, and they'll pass it on that left side, but off the hands of the Whippets and out of bounds. And a timeout here for Kearney Catholic. 3:09 to go, second quarter. Momentum favoring the Whippets right now. So is the scoreboard. They lead it 19-15 with 3:09 to go here in the second quarter. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Back after this.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
And welcome back here. Right now it is a 15-3 run that the Whippets are on at the moment. And Kearney Catholic trying to cut into it. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. And we're back in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth here in Lexington. Ball's going to be inbound at top of the circle. There's Squire. She's going to fire a three. No good. Offensive rebound pulled down by Strite. And they'll work it back around the perimeter. Squires has it on the left side. Gives it to Jordan Strite. Between the circles, they get the ball off here for Kylie Teal. Teal gets it the long. Kick out to Messbarger. Messbarger, top of the circle for Teal. Back out to Messbarger. She's going to dribble on the baseline. Get it to Long. On that left wing, giving it back to Strite. Stars moving the ball around pretty quickly right now with the pass. Entry pass intended for Long. Long, I'm not so sure why she didn't stick her arms out a little bit more. In any event, that will be a Kearney Catholic turnover. So the momentum for Minden continues to build here as they've scored 15 points in a flash. Long inbounds pass goes to Jenna Denny. She'll bring the offensive end, kicks for Rebecca Stewart. Back out to Denny. She's double-teamed. Gives it to Kissinger. A long three-pointer up and no good. And a long rebound taken out by Anna Squires. So Squires will give it to Messbarger. Kick left side for Strite. Top of the circle for Messbarger. Back to Strite on that left side. They're looking inside, but they'll put it on the low block here for Squires. Back inside for Anna Squires. She'll dribble around Kissinger. Shot's no good. Strite couldn't come up with a rebound. They're going to say it was tipped out of bounds off of Minden, and it will be Star basketball. Checking in the battle here for Kearney Catholic going to be Whitney Colling and Morgan Teal. Long and Messbarger will check out. So both Teals out there at the moment here for Kearney Catholic. Ball inbounded for Kylie. She'll get it out to Morgan. Into the corner, Whitney Colling has it. Whitney Colling, a little seam open for the jumper, but she's going to kick it out for Kylie Teal. Her three-pointer is in and out, no good. About halfway down, then rebounded again by Kissinger. Kissinger dribbles, has the ball knocked loose. Bunch of green around it. Finally, the Stars come up with it, and a foul on Rebecca Stewart. So Minden turns it over. Stewart then had a shot, she thought anyway, of grabbing the basketball. Couldn't quite come up with it, and she's called for her second foul. And Minden will make a substitution, but too late for the moment here because Whitney Colling already has the ball inbounded to her. She stops top of the circle, gives it left side here for Morgan Teal. And we'll see if they're trying to protect Stewart a little bit. Drive in the lane. That's going to be Anna Squires. And Anna Squires tiptoes through the lane, lays it up with that left hand, and the shot is up and in. So nice job there by Anna Squires. Pressure being put on the ball, but a long snap pass up ahead here for Jenna Denny. She's trapped in the corner, and a timeout here for Minden to maintain the possession. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Minden with a 19-17 lead. They call the timeout. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Don't forget, during the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, a report from the state wrestling tournament in Omaha. As Doug will have that report for you coming up here in about a minute 18. Ball inbounded to Kissinger. She'll give it off right side for Denny. And they throw into the corner on that right side for Madsen. Madsen helps work it back around the perimeter. And the jumper is up and good. Nice ball movement there. And Malcolm with a nice little jumper. Now make it now a four-point ball game. Nice entry pass down low for Strite. Strite missed it, got her own rebound. And then a foul on the putback. Strite with a good entry pass inside, missed it, missed the putback, got another offensive rebound, and they're going to call the foul here against Madsen. That'll be the first foul of the game against her. So Strite to the line, back of the iron, shot's no good. And it remains 21-17. Minden with a four-point lead with 53 seconds to go before halftime, and the second free throw's good. So Kissinger will get the inbounds, and she'll get the ball back out here for Rouse. Rouse backs up a little bit, facing some pressure here by Whitney Colling. Long pass up ahead. Malcolm has it, slows it down, and a trail long jumper, no good. Rebounded by the Stars. as it's pulled down out of there by Whitney Colling after the miss over there for Rouse in transition. Back around the perimeter, 31 seconds left. Runner in the lane, shot no good here for Colling. Offensive rebound, bucket falls for Anna Squires. Anna Squires brought her lunch pail there as she's able to make the putback. And it's a one-point ball game. Stars pressuring the ball again as Rouse is shut off, and she'll get the ball to Kissinger. Kissinger, long pass up ahead for Madsen across the timeline. Out for Denny, back to Kissinger. 28-footer, jumper no good. Long rebound is pulled down by Denny. Denny gives it right side, 11 seconds left. And right side jumper will not fall on that right wing by Jenna Denny at the buzzer. So that will do it. A very entertaining first half, and it's about as close as we would imagine. Top-ranked Minden, 21. Fifth-ranked Kearney Catholic, 20, here at halftime. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, including a report from Doug from the state wrestling tournament in Omaha. That's coming up next right here on Classic Hits 98.9.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
People you know. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And good evening once again, everyone, from the CenturyLink Center in Omaha. Doug Duda with this state wrestling update. Classes B and C are going on right now. Let's start with Kearney Catholic Minden. That's the basketball game you are listening to for Kearney Catholic. Eric Pacheco is into the semifinals, winning his first round match over Chase Smith of Gibbon in a pin at 125, winning this quarters by a score of 12-5. Ty Conley lost in the first round, as expected, against one of the top three wrestlers in the state by a pin in 356. Joseph Feldner lost 6-4 in overtime. For Austin Olson of Minden, he wins his first match by a pin in 124, but then is defeated 16-4, so he'll be in the wrestlebacks. Everybody still, whether they lost first or second round, will be back tomorrow wrestling in B and C starting at about 12:30. Now let's look at the rest of the results right now. We will start in Class C this time around. For Grand Island Central Catholic, Josh Pukacher lost in the first round. For Gibbon, your winners in the first round were Vinny Pearson, Colton Brown, and Ozzie Rodriguez. A huge win by pin over a kid that was undefeated going into the districts, lost one match of the districts, and after being behind, Rodriguez wins it. Now in the quarters, Vinny Pearson has been defeated by a pin in 545. For St. Paul, Tyler Cunningham and David Gross were winners in the first round. Cunningham into the semis, 14-5, Gross still to go. Bailey Brown, the lone first-round winner for Centura. For Wood River, Wyatt Allen has his undefeated season come to an end. He won 12-0 in the opener and lost in overtime, 4-2 in the quarters. Matt Rojas still to come in the quarterfinal round. for Donovan Trumbull. Kalen Garrett is into the quarters for Ord. Clinton O'Neill and Cade Sobota won the first round. O'Neill loses by a pin in the quarters in 244. For Arcadia Loop City, Wyatt Lane comes from behind to beat O'Neill in that first round and then wins by pin in 316. Thomas Spilnick still to go. Other area wrestlers, Tyler Tobler of Ravenna lost in the first round. For Shelton Kennesaw, Jack Duffy was the winner in the first round. Loomis Bertrand's Brandon Wallander lost in the first round. One winner for Sergeant Burwell in the first round, that was Lane Helgoth. For Southern Valley, winners in the first round, Austin Cragel, Tucker Burquist, and Cragel has lost in the quarters 8-5. For Sutton, Ignacio Rivera and Tyler Bailey won in the first round. Rivera loses 20-3 in the quarters. Bailey wins 8-2. He's headed to the semis. Logan Searle is the only first-round winner for South Central Unified. For Central City, into the quarters, Jeremiah Dixon, Ryan Malosik, Brad Skoke, and Blaine Popp. For Class B, Adams Central, first-round winners Nolan Berry, Mark Zesker, and Kendall Oberheide, and Berry knocked off in the quarters, also in overtime, 4-2. For Grand Island Northwest, they had six winners, Carson Sock, Austin Cooper, Josh Reimers, Ty Johnson, Bailey Dishman, Dan Jaros. For Holdridge, winners are Devin Logsdon, Quentin Hayden by forfeit, Colgrib Tristan, Chase Christensen, and then the three upper weights were all defeated. For Aurora, Tanner Wonk and Craig Hudeberg were winners. For Lexington, Moises Garcia, Dakota Hernandez, and Jose Ayala were winners. For Cozad, Jacob Hoffman is into the semifinals. Brian Messersmith still to go in the quarters. And for Gothenburg, Bryce Larson loses in the quarters. Jaden Miller still to wrestle here tonight. Earlier today, Kearney High qualified 2 for the semis. Aaron Griffith and Cameron Schlender, the Bearcats, went just 2-6 in that quarterfinal round. Grand Island, who is in second place, 6 into the semifinals. Hastings will have 3. Amherst, running away with Class D, has 9 wrestlers in the semifinals. We will have more after basketball. We're back to Minden and Kearney Catholic right after this.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Welcome back here to Lexington. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We're here at halftime, where Minden right now has a lead over Kearney Catholic, 21-20 at intermission. And we'll take a look at the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for the Stars. They led after one quarter, 12-5, but that second quarter was controlled by Minden as they took the lead and have not relinquished it yet. They're being led are the Stars by Kylie Teal. She has 7 points here in the ballgame, including making a couple of three-pointers. Michelle Messbarger has 4. Anna Squires with 4 to go with 5 rebounds. Morgan Teal has 2 points. Maddie Squires has 2 points and 3 rebounds. Jordan Streit, 1 point, 3 rebounds here in the ballgame. Unofficially, I have Kearney Catholic being 2 of 28 here in the first half, so they're shooting about 25% in the ballgame. And from three-point range, unofficially having them being 3 of 12 for 25% here in the first half. Rebounding, Kearney Catholic has the edge, according to my numbers, 18-12 over Minden. Turnovers, 12 turnovers for Minden and 7 here for Kearney Catholic in the first half. Minden, though, does lead here at intermission. They're being led in the game here so far by Taylor Kissinger. Kissinger did not score until the second quarter. And She now is leading scorer with 9 points here in the first half to go with four rebounds. Rebecca Stewart scored the first 4 points of the game. She's got six here at intermission. Emily Malcolm with 4 points and four rebounds. Jenny Denny with a couple of points and a couple of rebounds as well. Again, Minden trailed at the end of the first quarter, 12-5, but they now lead here at intermission, 21-20 over Kearney Catholic. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take one last break. We'll be back and start the third quarter here from Lexington. We come back right after this.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Both teams breaking the huddle right now. We're just about ready to start the third quarter. Kearney Catholic does have the possession arrow pointing their direction, so they'll have the ball first here. We do have a updated score for you at a halftime over in Kearney Catholic, the sub-district final there. Right now, Axtell leads Elm Creek 29-17. That's a rematch of the Fort Kearney Conference Championship game. Again, Axtell 29-17 over Elm Creek. Right now, the Stars down by a point, but they've got the basketball as they get it in the offensive end. Minden with a little zone here as they kick the ball around the perimeter, and Prasoski has the ball knocked loose. Messbarger is able to track it down in the backcourt, and now the Stars have numbers the other direction. Long pass up ahead for Squires. Kick out for Teal, and the three-pointer is good. Well, they made some chicken salad out of something there as Kylie Teal got the ball kicked out to her for a three-pointer, and the Stars take the lead back. Rebecca Stewart, long pass. She'll make the catch from Kissinger, and now the pass by Kissinger is going to be intercepted by Squires. Squires is going to drive on the way to the basket before the shot is going to be fouled. So Minden with another turnover here. And the foul will be on Addie Woodward, and that is going to be her third foul. So she's in a little bit of foul trouble here to start the early stages of the third quarter. And recognizing that, Rick Cremosta is going to make a substitution as Rouse will come in and Woodward will come out. The Stars will inbound on the baseline here. Whitney calling to toss it in. Kearney Catholic going with both teams went with their starters to start the second half here. And the pass in the corner. Open there is Whitney calling. She'll fire a three, and she hits a three. They inbounded it to Prasoski. She kind of didn't even look over there to Colling, threw it over to her, and she strokes in the three-pointer. Long pass up ahead here from Malcolm. Malcolm looking out, and she'll get it to Kissinger. Kissinger is going to be picked up there by Colling. Stars going man-to-man here. Pass is deflected, but Stewart picks it up, gets it off on the left side for Malcolm, and Malcolm hits the jumper. Nice ball movement there for the Whippets as the pass was deflected, but again, nice hands there by Stewart, and immediately snapped the pass over to Malcolm, who was open on the baseline. It's 26-23, Stars up by three, and they'll get it on the baseline. Thinking about the three with Maddie Squires. She'll dribble in traffic, put up a left-handed scoop shot. She's hit on the arm, and now we'll be shooting two free throws. And that'll be on Rebecca Stewart, and she now has three fouls in the game. Stewart averages 15 points a ball game. Does a little bit of everything here for the Whippets, including rebounding about 10 rebounds a game, and she's in a little bit of foul trouble. She's staying out there with those three fouls, though. Substitution is Jenna Denny. She's going to come in here for Madsen. Squires missed the first one. Has one more free throw coming up here. And that free throw rolls around and is no good. She missed both of them, and Stewart is able to pull down the defensive rebound. Stars right now 3 of 8 from the free throw line. Between the circles, Rouse. Gave the ball away, now gets it back. She's looking to the right side for Malcolm, but now throws the top of the circle for Denny, who will drive, shoot, no good. Rebound by Stewart, and Stewart gets the bucket in the foul. Check that on that far side. Screen around the back end there was Malcolm, and Malcolm with the offensive rebound and the bucket. And she'll have a chance for the three-point play as Kylie Teal's called for her first foul of the game. So Malcolm, with the and one here, missed it, and it's going to be rebounded by Prasoski. So Prasoski pulls down the bound, and we'll kick it off right side for Squires. Squires working against a little pressure there by Malcolm, throws it Little sister's going to have to hustle. She's able to track it down. Anna Squires has it. Anna Squires is going to drive. Has her shot blocked. It goes off of her shoulder and out of bounds. A nice block there by Taylor Kissinger. She comes up with the block, and it will be Whippet basketball here. So the Whippets will face a little pressure, but Rouse is able to throw it up ahead here. Jenna Denny. Denny gives it on the left side for Stewart. Stewart gives it to Kissinger. Kissinger drives the baseline, kicks out for Malcolm. Malcolm baseline, Jane's no good. And Maddie Squires is able to pull down the rebound. Stars on the run here. Don't really have numbers, but Squires will try a contested layup anyway. And Emily Malcolm will pull down the rebound. So Kissinger, long pass up ahead, going to be deflected out of bounds by Anna Squires. She threw it from midcourt at Kissinger. Had a lot of pepper on it. But Squires was able to knock it away from Stewart and out of bounds. But the Whippets will maintain the possession here. Right now, Central City leading Adams Central 22-20 at halftime. And Blue Hill over Red Cloud 31-11 at the break. Those game on KLIQ and KHAS. Our sister stations. Jumper on the right side off the inbounds play. Three-pointer won't fall for Rouse and going to be rebounded by Squires. So Anna Squires on the run after the missed three. They'll give it out to Prasoski. Prasoski gives it between the circles here for Kylie Teal. Left wing driving here is Whitney Calling. Calling stops. Can't shoot over the top of Kissinger. Kicks it out for Prasoski. She had an open three. It won't fall. Rebound flying into the bench and saving it is Whitney Calling into the hands of Teal. Teal, a little runner, can't get it to go. And finally, Minden will end the possession with the rebound by Emily Malcolm. And Rouse brings in the offensive end. Stars had some nice looks there. Couldn't get the shot to fall. And their lead is still only one. And Stewart's trying to fix that. She hits a 15-foot jumper. They kicked it out to her. She was wide open from the free throw line. And Stewart will give the Whippets the lead here. So nice little stroke there by Stewart. Calling gives it to Prasoski on that right side. Now top of the circle to get it for Teal. Calling now lobs it inside. Nice catch by Anna Squires. Help inside. Shot's going to be no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Whitney Calling. Calling will then give the ball inside for Squires. And that time Squires took an extra step. Minden fans wanted that same call the last time she had her hands on the ball. Didn't get that. And Minden right now has the lead 27-26. Rebecca Stewart hit the 15-foot jumper just a little bit ago. And now the ball is going to be in the hands here of Taylor Kissinger. Kissinger throws it up ahead to Denny, who gives it off on the left side for Stewart. Top of the circle with the ball here is going to be Rouse. Rouse gives it left side for Jenna Denny. Denny facing some pressure there by Strite. And they'll get it left side for Rebecca Stewart. She's going to fire a long jumper. That's no good. Rebound underneath and a foul. Emily Malcolm with the offensive rebound. And now she'll go to the line as she was hit on the arm. And the foul is going to be on Messbarger. That's going to be her third. So a couple starters with three fouls here for Minden. Stars have a couple players with three fouls as well. Malcolm's free throw is no good. She has 8 points in the ballgame. She averages about seven on the season. So she misses the first of two, and then she makes the second. And Minden now with a 28-26 lead. We've got a little bit less than 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. With the dribble here is going to be Messbarger. She gives it off for Strite on that right side. Back to Messbarger. Gets it to the elbow here to Squires, who gives it back to Strite. Back to the free throw line. Driving here is Anna Squires. Left-handed layup was a little bit too strong and no good. And rebound taken out by Malcolm. Malcolm with another strong rebound. And the pass by Kissinger will go over to Rouse on that left side. Kick out for Kissinger. She'll give it out for Denny, who will penetrate. Has a shot knocked down, pass knocked down by Long. But into the hands of Malcolm, and around the perimeter we go. Left side, Stewart has it. Kicks it back out here for Rouse. Quick ball movement here by the Whippets, and they'll give it now left side to Rouse again. She has it knocked loose by Strite, and Strite runs out of room. Can't quite come up with the steal. Morgan Teal going to check in for her sister Kylie for Kearney Catholic. And in the backcourt, getting the inbounds here is going to be Taylor Kissinger. 3:08 to go here, third quarter, 28-26. Whippets with the lead and the basketball. Left side behind the three-point arc is going to be Malcolm. Malcolm gives it away, sets a screen. That's going to be Kissinger firing the three. She hits the three, and we've got a foul called on Kearney Catholic. Kissinger drains the three-pointer, trying to fight through the screen. Is going to be Squires. And was it on the shooter? Boy, she had to clobber somebody to get to the shooter. Yeah, that wouldn't be in the act of shooting. She fouled the screener is who she fouled. And Anna Squires is going to be called for the foul. And that's not great news for Kearney Catholic because they got the bucket, and now Minden will get the ball because of the foul on Kearney Catholic. That is going to be the first foul here on Squires. On the baseline with it is Malcolm after the inbounds. They give it to Stewart, top of the circle. Back out for Kissinger. She's going to fire another three. That one's no good. Nothing but green jerseys there pulling down that rebound. And coming out with it is going to be Squires. She's going to hand it off here for Messbarger. Messbarger kicks it out to Strite. Now right side with it is Morgan Teal. Teal's not going to fire the three from that far out. She'll give it to Messbarger, top of the circle. Now back to Teal on that right wing. Top of the circle, Messbarger. Messbarger lobs on the left side for Strite. Entry pass inside for Long. Long shoots. Back of the iron, no good. And a foul going to be called here on Minden. And that is going to be on Taylor Kissinger. And I believe that's just going to be her first foul. 2:22 to go here. That is foul number one on Kissinger. But it will send Long to the free throw line to shoot a couple, and the free throw here is no good. So another look at it here for Caitlin Long. And she's got that second free throw now in her hand. Spins it, bends the knees, fires that free throw, and she'll make that one. 31-27, four-point lead here for Minden. And they'll face some pressure here from Kearney Catholic. They get it to Taylor Kissinger. Long pass up ahead across the timeline to Malcolm. Malcolm will hold on to it. Ball knocked loose. And picking it up is going to be Strite. Strite throws it up ahead here for Messbarger. Gives it back out to Strite. Hustling defense here for Minden. Took away the fast break opportunity. But a kick in the corner. Here's a three by Teal. And Morgan Teal will drain the three. Will helter-skelter there for Kearney Catholic because of the fast hands for Minden trying to get that ball back, but they drain the three-pointer. Long pass up ahead for Malcolm. Malcolm now will kick it back out to Rouse as they get it in the offensive end. They dribble on that right side. Minden's done a nice job of throwing over the top of this trap here by Kearney Catholic, but they turn it over here as Minden loses the basketball, and they'll give it to Long. Long helps kick it to Teal. Back inside for Long. Long, a little bunny hook, and they're going to call a foul, and Rebecca Stewart moved her feet. Had she kept her feet still, she probably wouldn't have been called for that foul. And that one's still a little bit suspect because her hands were in the air. And that's exactly what the official is saying to Rick Cremoster right in front of us, saying she moved her feet, and that's where the foul came. So Long's going to go to the line and shoot two. And the foul is going to be on Rebecca Stewart. That is her fourth foul of the game. And she's staying out there. Long at the line, hit the first of two free throws, so we're tied at 31, and now Stewart will come out with a minute 25 to go. So we'll see whether or not that's a factor here. Is we'll see what the Whippets can do without their second-leading scorer and second-leading rebounder, Rebecca Stewart. Second free throw by Long is good. Stars take the lead, 32-31, minute 25 to go here in the third quarter. Ball inbounded for Taylor Kissinger. She'll get the ball out for Rouse. Pass on that left side. It's going to be a turnover. Minden turns the ball over. And a timeout for the Whippets with a minute 18 to go. And now the folks wearing green are standing up on the far side. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. 1:18 left in the third. It's Kearney Catholic 32, Minden 31. We come back after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth as the ball now being inbounded here for Kearney Catholic after the Whippet turnover. And Colling brings in the offensive end, picked up there by Jenna Denny. Ball pass down low for Long. Long trying to make the catch, and it's going to be a hell ball as Taylor Kissinger was able to tie it up, and the possession arrow pointing to Minden, so the Stars turn it over. And that's just an athletic play there for somebody that knows how to play the game of basketball, Taylor Kissinger. She anticipated the pass, got those long arms and legs flying in the right direction, and she'll now inbound it, bring it up here for Jenna Denny. Denny gets it off the left side, top of the circle, they get it off for Rouse, over for Kissinger. Kissinger catches, drives, dishes, and in trouble down low is going to be Madsen, and she'll have the ball tied up. So now Minden turns the ball over as we move the possession arrow. And back to battle for Kearney Catholic is going to come Allie Prasoski. 51.6 to go here, third quarter. Stars with the basketball and a 32-31 lead. Maddie Squires will give the ball up to Whitney Colling. He walks it calmly in the offensive end. Now gives it right side to Prasoski. Prasoski's going to be picked up by Denny. And we'll give the ball out for Colling. Colling to the free throw line for Squires. To Teal around the perimeter. Prasoski has it now. Long, top of the circle, hands it off here for Colling. 19 seconds left. Prasoski fires a three on that right side. It's going to be no good. And the rebound into the hands of Colling. She'll hand the ball off now with 20 seconds left. And again, the Stars working on the perimeter. Now Teal will fire the three, and she'll hit it. Kylie Teal strokes in the three-pointer, and the Stars with a 35-31 lead. 18 seconds to go here, third quarter. Minden passes it up ahead here for Kissinger. Kissinger across the timeline, 2 seconds left, gives it right side. In the corner, jumper for Madsen is going to be a little bit short. If three-pointer would have counted had it fallen, but it doesn't, so we'll head to the fourth quarter as checking in is going to be Rebecca Stewart to start the fourth quarter here for Minden. Kearney Catholic with a 35-31 lead over the Whippets. We'll head to the fourth quarter when we return to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth right after this.
Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has several certified plumbers on staff that can take your call quickly. Projects like new construction, renovations, remodeling, higher efficiency equipment upgrades, backflow prevention, retrofits, and everything in between. Day or night, they will gladly accept your emergency call. For over 60 years, Anderson Brothers is the place to call for plumbing.
Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Minden has the basketball to start the fourth quarter. They're working around the perimeter. Denny's going to step into a long two. It's no good. And Maddie Squires is going to pull down the rebound. Not a bad look there on that set. Now long pass here for Kearney Catholic. It's going to go off the hands of Anna Squires. And the Stars turn it over, trying to make something happen when they didn't necessarily have the numbers. But again, against this very good defense for Minden, you have to take your chances. And if you think you have an angle, you need to try to take it. Rouse facing some pressure, picks up her dribble, gives it to Kissinger. Kissinger gets it in the offensive end, passing it to Denny, and they'll give it now right side for Malcolm. Malcolm shut off on the wing, gives it back out for Denny. Denny's going to pull up for the jumper, no good. And the rebound still being fought for. Coming out of there with it is going to be Squires, but it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Stewart. A lot of contact over there. Nobody really got the advantage. And the basketball belongs here to Kearney Catholic. A good no-foul call there because that had been a real cheap foul on Rebecca Stewart, and it would have been her fifth. Inbounded, Prasoski goes off of her hands. She nearly commits the foul as the Stars turn it over. And again, another good no-call there because Minden already had the basketball. Stewart now has it top of the circle. Pass down low, knocked loose by Squires. But then she knocks it away from Teal, unbeknownst to her. So around the perimeter we go. Stewart has it. She'll fire a three. That's going to be no good. And the rebound to Prasoski. And so Kearney Catholic holds here defensively. They lead it by four with less than seven to go in the game. They give it left wing here for Colling. Prasoski to the free throw line. They give it to Squires. Lob it down to the little sister. She takes it off glass. She'll go to the line as she was fouled. Nice little lob pass. And the hold is going to be called on Emily Malcolm. And for Malcolm, that is just going to be her second foul. And so two free throws coming up here for Anna Squires. And Squires' free throw is up and good. So she makes the first of two. And the Stars now with a 36-31 lead. And now make it 37-31 as she makes both free throws. Stars have struggled a little bit from the free throw line. Now they're 8-14 after making those two in a row. Denny, pass up ahead, deflected around, and they're going to call a foul here on Squires. And that'll be a hold here on Anna Squires. A little push, actually. I thought she had an okay angle at it, but the official had a much better view than I did. And so nearly a turnover here, but the foul called on Squires. And Kissinger gets the ball inbounded. She has a screen, and she'll get the ball off on the left side. Jumper or pass on that left wing is going to be knocked out of bounds by Squires. So Minden will maintain the possession. 6:28, third quarter, 37-31. 6-point lead for Kearney Catholic. It's 6.5 to go, but Minden at times has scored points by the bucketful. Stewart gets the long inbounds pass. They'll give it now right side for Rouse, who gets it inside. Driving is Emily Malcolm, and now Malcolm will go to the line. And Anna Squires is going to be called for her third foul. And again, if you keep your feet set, you don't get that foul called against you. That's what Stewart ran into on the other end. Free throw here is going to be no good for Malcolm. Malcolm has 9 points, 9 rebounds in the game. Above her average in both of those regards on the season. Second free throw is up and good. 37-32. Malcolm averages 6 rebounds a game. She's got 9. She averages 7 points a game. She's got 10. In transition, three-pointer on that right side for Kylie Teal. That's going to be no good. Rebounded by Squires. Pass deflected around. Prasoski comes up with it. Gives it to Whitney Colling. Colling will drive. Spins it up and hangs on the rim, and it's in. Kearney Catholic, an eyelash away from turning that ball over. But they're able to keep it alive, and now Minden turns it over. And then right back, Kearney Catholic loses control of the basketball, and the Whippets have it. A little helter-skelter at the moment as Kissinger brings in the offensive end. They kick over for Stewart. Stewart back out here for Rouse. Rouse dribbles top of the circle. Now penetration here for Denny. Gives it to Stewart. Stewart's open for the jumper. Up and good. Rebecca Stewart drains the little jumper just on top of the free throw line, and it's now 39-35. Stewart now with 10 points in the game. Left wing with the basketball is Colling. They give it to Squires. Skip pass deflected. Caught here by Squires. She's going to kick it out for Colling, and Colling will hit a long two. She didn't like her shot. She was crashing the board hard. She thought she'd missed it. But instead, Kearney Catholic has a 7-point lead, and now pressure comes on the long pass, and Jenny Denny took an extra step with it, but that was caused by great defense by Kearney Catholic. Some turnovers are just a mistake, and sometimes it's good defense. That was good defense. 5:02 to go here, fourth quarter. 41-34, Kearney Catholic with a 7-point lead, and now the basketball. Prasoski will inbound it, and she'll get the ball in the hands here of Nesparker, who checked in during the timeouts. Nesparker gives it to Prasoski. They're looking inside the long, who also checked into the game. But they'll give it at the free throw line for Anna Squires. Over to Prasoski. Prasoski dribbles to an open area. Her jumper's in and out, no good. Rebounded by Anna Squires. And they'll reset the offense. Lob pass on the left side. Entry pass inside for Squires. And they're going to say an extra step here by Kylie Teal. That'll be a turnover here on Teal. So again, 17 turnovers unofficially from Minden, now 14 by Kearney Catholic. And Kissinger brings in the offensive end. They handle that small amount of pressure very nicely there. Rouse throws it off on the right side. She's going to try the long jumper, no good. And they're actually going to call a travel there as Long and Teal both came down with the ball at the same time. So that'll be a turnover here on Kearney Catholic. A lot of times you have to hold on to the ball a little bit longer than that. That was probably the right call. Ball inbounded here for Stewart. Stewart now gives it off on the right side for Kissinger. Kissinger on the dribble. And wherever she goes, Green is sure to follow. She's got a little runner in the lane. No good. Fighting for the rebound. She gets her own rebound. She's going to back out with it and work the ball back around the perimeter. Kick out here. Now three. No good for Kissinger. Rebound in underneath by Malcolm. Malcolm's shot won't fall, and now Long will pull down the rebound. So Long with the rebound, and the Stars bring in the offensive end, and a timeout here for Kearney Catholic. They did not look very comfortable with the basketball, so a timeout being taken here by the Stars. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. 3:53 to go here, fourth quarter, 41-34. Stars with the lead in the ball right after this. You got it?
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Face pressure, wasn't feeling very comfortable with the ball, so they call the timeout. Now they're having trouble inbounding it. They get it to Messbarger. Messbarger's going to drive the lane and get a little runner. Well, there wasn't a whole lot of white jerseys left after Messbarger got the ball finally inbounded to her. She drove to the lane and had a nice little runner, and the Stars have their largest lead of the ball game, 43-34, and they force another turnover. They throw it out, and they're also going to call a foul here on Taylor Kissinger, trying to get the ball back. So Kearney Catholic will have the basketball and a 43-34 lead. Right wing with the basketball, Gummy Messbarger. Messbarger will hand it off here for Squires, gives it to Strite, top of the circle. Anna Squires has it left wing, has the dribble, gives it off here for Strite. 3:21 to go. Stars can afford to take some time off the clock. With it is going to be Morgan Teal. She'll give it off here right side for Anna Squires, who will spin, shoot over the top of Kissinger, and have the ball stolen away by Kissinger. Kissinger comes up with it, throws it up ahead for Woodward, and Woodward couldn't put the brakes on well enough, and that'll be a turnover on the Whippets. Great defensive end on the other side, and I appreciate what Kearney Catholic's trying to do by attacking Taylor Kissinger, but Kissinger hasn't really worked. She's got a whole lot more blocks and rebounds off of missed shots than she's committed fouls. She's only had one foul all game. Everybody talks about her offensive numbers being a leading scorer in the state, but she is an outstanding defensive player as well. Ball inbounded here for Prasoski. She's picked up man-to-man by Rouse, and Prasoski will break the timeline with 2:57 to go in the game. Stars lead at 43-34. Prasoski taking a little time here, gives it between the circles for Anna Squires. Now off for Maddie. Maddie's going to drive, shut off by Stewart, so she'll give it to Prasoski, top of the key. And again, the Stars can afford to milk the clock here. Minden's playing man-to-man. They're going to say she's being closely guarded, and they'll get the ball here left side. Not so sure she knew that, and they gave it off here for Maddie Squires. A little runner in the lane, back out for Teal, and around for Anna. Anna's going to drive, has a seam, takes it off glass, and scores. Kearney Catholic worked some time off the clock, hit the bucket, and now they have their largest lead of the game. 45-34, up by 11, with 2:17 to go. On the left wing, Taylor Kissinger. She's going to drive. She's going to scoop. Open for the jumper is Rouse. Rouse can't get the shot to fall. Rebound to Prasoski. So here come the Stars working the little clock. We're inside at 2 minutes to go now. Left side, they'll get the ball off here for Anna Squire. She's going to drive, runs into Stewart, and they're going to call Stewart for a tough foul. That is her fifth of the game. She was giving up ground and brought the hand down, and that's going to be her fifth foul, and she's out of the game with 1:54 to go. Jenna Denny going to check in for her. Stars going to make some substitutions here. As back into the game is Whitney Colling, and the folks wearing purple giving a nice round of applause to Rebecca Stewart, the 5'10 junior, as she's now fouled out of the ball game. Anna Squires, the sophomore, will have two free throws, and the first one is no good. So the Stars missed the first of two free throws here. They already have their largest lead of the game. If they hit it here, they'll be up by a dozen with 1:54 to go, and they can't hit it. It's no good, and rebounded by Kissinger. So Kissinger pulls down the rebound, and will throw the ball up ahead here for Rouse. Rouse facing some pressure by Allie Prasoski. Will give the ball back out here for Kissinger. Kissinger We'll kick the ball back out here for Rouse. Rouse gives it off on the right side for Jenna Denny. Denny's going to drive, takes it off glass, and there's going to be a foul on the body here of Anna Squires. They're going to call that a block. Could have called a block or a push. In any event, it was a foul. And to the line is going to be Jenna Denny, who will now have two free throws. And the first one is up and good. Denny, again, has only played about seven games this year after she had surgery on that rotator cuff, and they've had some minor issues with some nerves in there as well, so it's kind of caused her a little bit more pain than they wanted her to have. Second free throw is up and no good. So Denny makes one of two, and it's rebounded out of there by the Stars. On the bounce here is going to come Whitney Colling. She'll hand the ball off here to Prasowski. Gives it off right side for Maddie Squires. Minute 20 to go in the ball game. Left wing here, Whitney Colling. Colling will drive, and she carried it. Stars need to take better care of the ball. They want to just really kind of milk the clock here up by 11 and just take time off the clock. That would be their seeds to success. Brought to you by Craig Weegis, your local Pioneer seed dealer. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to get the most out of every acre? Well, that's easy. Pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. The great seeds of success for a better yield start with Pioneer and Craig Weegis. Obviously, the Whippets need to hit some shots here as they get it in the offensive end. And a little penetration here by Jenna Denny. Denny gave it away, gets it back. She's open for three, and she hits the three, and a timeout being taken here by Minden. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you with that three-pointer. We got a seven-point ball game with 58.5 to go. Kearney Catholic will inbound it, leading it 45-38. With 58 seconds to go in the game, we come back after this.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig because, come on, they smelled the same anyway. The things that were important were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Well, now you care about things like square footage and whether or not there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. So call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Dave, and Patty, they know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
Well, we're in the final minute as Kearney Catholic right now on the verge of avenging their loss that they had in the sub-district final a year ago. Over at Kearney High 1 year ago, it was 53-46, Minden with the lead. Right now, the Stars lead it 45-38 with 58 to go. Stars still need to protect the ball. Minden needs to stay hot as they hit that three-pointer a minute ago with Jenna Denny. Ball inbounded here for Whitney Colling, and it's Colling is going to be fouled immediately by Allie Rouse. And so Colling will go to the line, and we'll have a one-and-one here. Both teams right now are in the bonus. And Long going to check into the game for Squires, Anna Squires. And Colling will shoot a one-and-one. Colling, a 71% free throw shooter, misses the front end, so doesn't get the bonus. As it's going to be rebounded by the Whippets. They're on the run. Woodward, after getting the rebound, runs to the offensive end. Now they get it on the baseline here for Malcolm. Malcolm kicks it out top of the circle. They give it off here right side for Denny, who will give it off for Kissinger. And Kissinger is now being picked up there by Squires. And now Jenna Denny is going to go to the free throw line as she was hit. Trying to pass the ball out, she was hit by Kylie Teal. And there's always a groan whenever there's much contact to Denny. Because of that injured right shoulder with the rotator cuff injury. Denny now will go to the free throw line after Kylie Teal is called for her second foul. And this will be a one and one for Denny. The front end is up, no good. And rebound by Maddie Squires. And then Maddie Squires is going to be fouled by Kissinger. So it will be Maddie that will walk to the other end of the court. And she now will have a one and one. This will be the last one and one of the game. Here for Kearney Catholic, 33.5 to go. Stars already up by a couple of possessions here, three possessions actually, as they lead at 45-38. They've got a seven-point lead. And Squires with the front end of the one-and-one. Fires it up and earns the bonus as she makes it. Maddie Squires, a 75% free throw shooter on the season. by an eyelash, the best free throw shooter on the team outside of Michelle Mesbarger. Second free throw rolls around and good. So she makes both of them. She's the best free throw shooter among the starters. Ball's going to be inbounded here for Kissinger. Kissinger's pass is going to be off the mark, but last touch by Mesbarger. And I don't think Rick Petrie agrees, but he mentions it with a smile to the official here. And the ball is going to be inbounded for Kissinger. She brings in the offensive end. She'll stop on that left side, and it's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow pointing to Kearney Catholic. And again, unquestionably, Kissinger, the best three-point shooter, really, in the state, and certainly on either one of these two teams. And so in this situation, when they know they're going to shoot a three, I mean, Kearney Catholic is given a lot of help side defense wherever she's got the ball. Ball is inbounded to Mesbarger, as I mentioned, the best free throw shooter for the Stars. And now she'll go to the line and shoot two, because that's now 10 fouls against Minden. So with 21.7 to go here, and the Stars up by nine, opportunity for Michelle Mesbarger to give them a 10-point lead. And the free throw was good. So Mesbarger makes the first of two. She now has 7 points in the game. I'll handle the ball one more time. And it would appear the Stars now up by 10. In pretty good shape here, obviously. They missed the free throw. Rebounded by the Whippets, but then they turn it over. It's going to be intercepted by Teal, and Teal then is going to be fouled. Another Minden turnover. Again, that's really been a couple of factors here. Kearney Catholic has out-rebounded Minden, according to my numbers, 31-21, and also the turnover margin, 5 more turnovers for the Whippets than the Stars have suffered. The foul, by the way, was on Addie Woodward. That's going to be her fifth, so she is the second starter following Stewart to foul out of the game. And now Teal will go to the line and shoot two with 15.9 to go in the game. And the free throw is good. Teal now with 14 in the game. Second free throw rolls around and no good. Rebound by Malcolm. As she will give the ball to Kissinger. Kissinger will dribble, shoot top of the key with 7 seconds left. Three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Anna Squires, who will give it to Maddie Squires. And here comes the horn. Your final score, Kearney Catholic 49, Minden 38. This year, it's the Stars who beat the Whippets in the sub-district final. An impressive win here for Kearney Catholic, winning it by 11. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
If you're a grower looking for big yield, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer,
Science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at State.
And welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery Postgame Show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Kearney Catholic advances into the district championship game with a 49-38 win over Minden. Kind enough to join us to talk about it is Rick Petrie, the head girls basketball coach here for the Stars. And congratulations, Coach. It's always a high-profile matchup when you and Minden get together, and this one lived up to expectations.
Absolutely. It's been that way for the last 3 years, 4 years, whatever it's been. And, you know, they're a great team, and, you know, fortunately we hit some shots down the stretch when we needed to.
And we were kind of talking before we got on the air, just kind of mentioned that you guys were able to hold Taylor Kissinger to about half of her season average. She finished with 12 points. And the game plan worked the way you wanted the game plan to work.
Pretty much it did. We were going to play our zone. We were going to, you know, help off her. We were going to get up on screens and do some of those things. And fortunately, some of their other kids struggled shooting the ball. And, you know, we were able to rebound. And we hit some key shots. You know, we're down in third quarter, Morgan Teal comes in, hits a couple big threes, and, you know, gets us right back in it. And then, you know, our kids just did a really nice job.
The early end of the game, you guys really played great defense, had a lot of looks, had a lot of points that you left out there in the lane when you guys missed some shots. Did you feel tight? Did the team feel a little bit tight at that point? Because, boy, you're doing a lot of right things, and we really weren't getting rewarded for it on the scoreboard.
You know, one of the things we did do is we settled for too many threes in that second quarter. Even in the first, we probably shot too many. But, you know, we talked about halftime about working, trying to get the ball inside a little bit more. And I thought, you know, if you can go inside out, then our shooters get better looks. And then we, you know, it just seems easier than reversing the ball and shooting it. It's when you get a pass from the post, your feet are set, and it's easy to get your on balance, a lot better look.
All season long, you've been forcing teams to scramble in terms of loose balls and then trying to recollect yourself. You guys then scrambled some today, and it seemed like in those opportunities, you guys really capitalized when you had numbers in terms of they go for the steal, and then when you guys control the ball, you had them outnumbered. I really felt like that was a kind of a secret weapon for you guys a little bit because you guys scored a lot of points in that kind of transition.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, Michelle Messberger came in and got in the passing lane and got a couple steals for us in that first half. And, you know, second half, he hit some key shots. And, you know, that was really a total team effort. You know, you can name whoever, and they did a great job on the floor.
And a couple of numbers stand out to me. One, you guys had 31 rebounds, out-rebounded them by about 8 in the game. And then you also forced 21 turnovers by a team that really handles the ball pretty well.
Yeah, and that was a big key to the game.
Absolutely. Offensively, again, kind of what you guys do, you get kind of points from a lot of sources. Interestingly enough, though, Allie Prasoski, no points in the ball game, but again, she just does a little bit of what she does.
Again, she's recognized that maybe her role's changed a little bit this year and has responded very well down the stretch. You know, she had some open looks, didn't knock it down, but she did a great job of doing other things tonight, and that's what it takes sometimes to be a great team.
And again, that defense on Kissinger, there was a little stretch there where she had a little bit of rhythm, where she hit a couple of threes, got another two in there somewhere. And right there's 8 of the 12 points that she had. You never allowed her to really get in any kind of offensive rhythm whatsoever, because whoever you put on her, including Allie Prasoski, did a great job on her.
We did. I credit to our kids. They worked really, really hard tonight.
Absolutely. Hey, Rick, congratulations. Nice win.
Thanks, Randy.
Rick Petrie, the head girls basketball coach here for Kearney Catholic. The Stars win at 49-38. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back with more of the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show, we're going to take a look at the numbers, and we'll talk with Rick Cremosta from Minden as we continue here from Lexington right after this timeout.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement,
a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
And welcome back here to Lexington as we continue with more of the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Again, Kearney Catholic over Minden tonight, 49-38. Kind enough to join us to talk about it, Rick Cremosa, the head girls coach for the Whippets. And again, this one lives up to the expectations in terms of how two teams, quality teams, are going to battle each other for 32 minutes.
Yeah, it was a battle, Randy, but it... Kearney, they kind of had some answers there at the end. We kind of got in foul trouble, and that hurt a bit.
Yeah.
And they got really quality players, and it's tough. You got to compete every second, but our kids competed hard. You know, it's just the way the chips fall, and that's the way it is.
There probably was a half dozen plays for sure where you guys were an eyelash away from a steal and probably a bucket on one end. And they were able to get the ball in, and kind of a phonetic moment or two, they were able to get the bucket on the other. And it's plays like that, just moments like that, kind of took some momentum away from you.
Yeah, but, you know, they're athletes. They've got great athletes, and they're able to make those plays sometimes. And we got good athletes, too, don't get me wrong.
Sure.
And I appreciate everything my girls do. And, there was a few plays like that, but that's basketball for you. You know, you got to go try to get it. And if you can't get it, you know, it's the breaks of the game. I give a lot of credit to Kearney. They're great competitors, well coached, compete hard, just the way it is.
And they didn't really do anything special. No diamond in one, no box in one, anything like that to try to shut down Taylor. But boy, they really, everywhere she went, they were right in her face, which she's kind of used to. But this was one of those moments where she just really didn't get very many open looks at all. Never really was in the opportunity to get into any kind of offensive rhythm for you.
No, they took Taylor away, and we needed a few of my other girls needed to step up and hit a few shots, and we just weren't able to quite do that consistently. We've seen they weren't playing diamond in one or box in one or anything like that on Taylor, but they had two girls on her wherever she was, you know, so they just kind of matched up with her all over the place. And that's a well-coached team for you.
Yeah. I did think that you got a little something extra from Emily Malcolm today. She seemed like she made some big plays at some big moments when you guys were building some momentum.
Yeah, Emily's a good ball player. And, she's really an effort player for us. She got some offensive rebounds, made a few buckets, threw in some shots. And she's a good ball player for us, and we need her to do that. Hopefully our season's not over, but who knows?
Well, you came in number one in the state in terms of wild card points. I mean, I can't imagine a scenario in which you guys wouldn't be able to make it down to Lincoln. Can you?
There's scenarios out there that would happen, but,
you're cursed if that happens.
We're hoping we get to lace them up and play again, but, whenever you put your team's fate in somebody else, you just really never know what's going to happen. It'd be a waiting game. So that's not a lot of fun either, but we'll keep competing and practicing, and we'll try to prepare. We will prepare as if, we're going down to Lincoln and do the best we can.
How much of the foul trouble and then obviously losing her to five fouls, Becky Stewart's foul trouble, how much did that play into how this turned out for you today?
Well, I thought, Beck is our second leading scorer, 15, 16 points a game. And when you lose her, that's you're losing your second leading scorer. And when they were taking Taylor away as much as they were, you know, we needed Rebecca to hit some shots for us, which she was able to at times, but she was lost her aggressiveness a little bit because of fouls. And you know, anytime you lose a ball player of her caliber, it's huge.
And not only fouling out, but, I mean, you had to protect her a little bit. I mean, she lost a fair amount of playing time as a result of it, and that did kind of, you know, long-term kind of impact you. Were you surprised that their press was able to force as many turnovers as they did?
Oh, no, their press is good. You know, I really thought maybe I wasn't watching the game as close. I really thought we kind of handled their press okay for the most part, but we turned the ball over when we got the press broke. It was our problem, and their half-court defense gave us a lot of problems. But, you know, I thought for the most part we were able to handle that press decently and do what we wanted to against it. But, yeah, we had some turnovers. They're going to force those. They're athletic, fast, jump well. They're athletes out there, no question about it.
Yeah, and then, you know, did have some opportunities as you guys did break it a few times and got buckets on the other end. Rick, we'll see you in Lincoln.
Okay, Randy.
We'll see you in Lincoln.
Thank you. I hope so.
All right, appreciate the time. Rick Hermosa, the head girls basketball coach here for the Whippets, as Kearney Catholic picks up a 49-38 win. We're going to take a last break here. We'll be back and take a look at the numbers when we come back right after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to Lexington, as it is a final, Kearney Catholic 49, Minden 38. And next up for the Stars, the district championship will come down to Kearney Catholic and Central City. Central City defeated Adams Central, a final of 46-40. So it will be the Stars and the Bison. And Central City has not gone to the state basketball tournament on either boys or girls basketball since, I really want to look that one up. That might be back to the 1950s, last time that either the boys or the girls went. And I'm not so sure they had a girls tournament back then. I think this would be the first trip ever for the Central City girls if they're able to pull off the upset against Kearney Catholic. Again, the Stars with a 49-38 win. The Bison over Adams Central, 46-40. Other finals for you on our network of stations. It was Red Cloud falling to Blue Hill. Blue Hill with the 49-21 win on the Breeze, 94.5. And we'll try to get you that score of St. Cecilia, which is on KHAS. We'll see if we can get that score for you as well. But here, a final, Kearney Catholic with a 49-38 win over Minden. Let's check the numbers here for the Whippets, who I'm sure they came in number one in the state in terms of wild card points and had a fairly good cushion against some of those other teams. I still would find it almost impossible to think that they couldn't get one of the two wild cards. They're still in great shape for that. But they fall now to 22-2. Kearney Catholic now is 23-2 on the season. Minden being led by Taylor Kissinger. She finished with 12 points, which is well under her average of 26 per ball game. But she finished with 12 in the game and 7 rebounds. Emily Malcolm with a double-double. She had 10 points and 11 rebounds. Rebecca Stewart, who battled foul trouble all game, She finished with 10 points and 3 rebounds. Jenna Denny came off the bench, and she finished with 6 points in the game. Only 4 players scoring here for the Whippets. Unofficially, I had them 13 of 35 from the field, so they shot about 37%. And their 3-point shooting, they were 4 of 16, so they were about 25% on the night, and really put up a whole lot less shots from 3-point range than what they normally do in the game, because Kearney Catholic's perimeter defense kind of kept them from even having a look where they wanted to try shooting the 3. For the Stars, they only had 1 player in double digits. That was Kylie Teal. She finished with 14 points and a rebound as she hit 4 3-pointers in the game. She hit 4 of the 7 here for Kearney Catholic. Anna Squires scored 8 points and 8 rebounds. Michelle Messbarger, 7 points and 3 rebounds. Whitney Colling also with 7 points. She also finished with 6 rebounds. Morgan Teal finished with 5. Maddie Squires with 4. Caitlin Long with 3. And Jordan Strite with 1 point in the ball game. Unofficially, Kearney Catholic, 14 of 44 from the field. So they shot about 34%. And their 3-point shooting, not bad. They shot 35% from behind the arc, unofficially 7 of 20 from the field. They won both the rebounding and the turnover battle in the game because Kearney Catholic out-rebounded Minden unofficially 32 to 24 here in the ball game. Don't know where 28 come from, but Kearney Catholic with an 8 rebounding edge, 32 to 24. And in terms of turnovers, Kearney Catholic forced 21 turnovers by Minden and committed only 16 themselves. So they won both the turnover and the rebounding battles, and then also hit 3 more 3-pointers than Minden and were able to shut down one of the best players in the state, Kissinger. I don't know if 12 points is exactly shutting her down, but only 12 points in the ball game here for Taylor Kissinger. She normally averages 26 per ball game. Once again, your final, 49-38. The Stars will advance. They'll be taking on Central City in the district final, as Central City will try to make their first, I believe for the girls, their first ever trip to the girls' state basketball tournament, and the Stars will hope to advance as well. Minden hoping now for that wild card, as they're now 22-2 on the season. Your final again, 49-38. I'm Randy Bushcutter. For our engineer, Caleb Henry, back in the studios, thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. Proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.